express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time to rest. The Woodpeckers are right back to the diamond, ready to host the Kannapolis Cannonballers for the first of three here at home as we count down towards the 4th of July. And the Woodpeckers are riding a high after winners of 4 of 6 on the road in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're excited to bring you tonight's ball game inside of Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey with you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB app. Colin, the Woodpeckers took care of business in Myrtle Beach. They won the first two. They won the last two. Had some heroics over the weekend that helped them win that series over the Pelicans. And so far here in the second half, the Woodpeckers are keeping pace with the top.
Yeah, and it's always good to see that you have a couple of big-time wins on the road, no less, to open up the second half. You had to go on the road after those three games at home against Delmarva. You knew it was going to be tough. Pelicans have had the Woodpeckers' number at home over the last couple of seasons, but it was certainly a different year this year. They took 4 out of 6, took 2 out of 3 from them back in April as well, and really the signature victory in that series was Saturday night. Naomar Ochoa Jr. tying a home run down to his last strike. Casarella gives the Woodpeckers the lead in the top of the 10th. Milcar Chirinos closes it out with 3 big strikeouts in the bottom half. That really carried over into yesterday's 8-2 victory, and like you said, Chappie, quick turnaround. Not too often we're playing baseball here on Mondays, but I think if you're the Woodpeckers winning back-to-back games to close out a road series, you want to get back out on the diamond.
Fayetteville is here in town through Wednesday night when we have our big 3rd of July fireworks show spectacular. Tonight they play as the Fayetteville 80 Deuces in honor of the 82nd Airborne here stationed on Fort Liberty, and all active service members and veterans joining us tonight on our annual military appreciation game at Segra Stadium. It's the Woodpeckers, 34-41 overall, 5-4 in the second half against the Cannonballers, 44-31. First half champs in the South, so they will be a Carolina League playoff team come mid-September. They are 3-6 in the second half of play, but coming off of a no-hit victory on Saturday against the Columbia Fireflies. More on that and more on the Woodpeckers defensive alignments and starters and starting pitchers Jake Brockenstedt and Jackson Nezu when we come back in just moments. In the meantime, let's send you down to field level for the presentation of our nation's colors and the singing of the national anthem here at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor our men and women who protect our country. Presenting the colors tonight are personnel from the Army Reserve and 18th Fire Brigade. Performing tonight's national anthem from the 82nd Airborne Division Band and Chorus is Staff Sergeant Kiari Moon.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in prove through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And four, right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go for a Monday edition of Woodpeckers baseball on the Woodpeckers radio network and broadcast network. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey joining you inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth for game one of six between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers on the week. The first three here in Fayetteville, the back three carries over to Kannapolis July 4th, 5th, and 6th. We are live tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. And the MILB app for the radio feed, Bally Live and MILB.TV, if you want to watch tonight's ballgame in HD video quality. Getting the start for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is one of their best this season. Right-hander Jackson Nezu, he comes in on the season for Fayetteville, 5-4 with a 4.05 ERA in 15 games and 8 starts. 66 and two-thirds innings of work, a Carolina League high, 79 strikeouts and 31 total walks. Colin, back-to-back quality starts for Jackson Nezu. Doesn't get much better than that at this level.
No, it certainly doesn't. It has been done by a Woodpeckers pitcher nearly 5 years. You have to go all the way up back to Sean Dubin in late 2019 when the Woodpeckers were in high A. And part of the reason it hasn't happened much is you have the tandem system, so it's not too often guys make back-to-back starts, or in this case for Nezu, three consecutive starts. But I don't see why you pull him from that starter role, because he has been really locked in over the last few weeks. He leads the league in strikeouts, just shy of 80 now on the year. It has been really special to watch him grow through his first professional season. Remember, a guy who didn't get a chance to pitch at this level in 2023, made his Astros debut on the road in Myrtle Beach. He hasn't looked back since.
Woodpeckers go up against the Kannapolis Cannonballers team, first time at home this year, who won the Carolina League South Division in the first half. They are a playoff team come the middle of September. They lead off tonight with Riku Nishita. Arcy Hernandez bats second. Caden Connor is the DH. He hits third. Ronnie Hernandez is the cleanup man. Mikey Kane, 5. George Wolkin is 6 in the 7 through 9. Drake Logan, Ryan Burrows, and Wilbur Sanchez. Riku Nishita climbs into the left side, and we're just about ready to go. A few minutes tardy tonight, but Jackson Nezu is focused and ready to play some baseball, trying for his third straight quality start. First pitch is ripped on a line towards short, and it skips over Chase Jaworski's glove and out into center field. So Nishita, one of the top on-base men in the Carolina League this season, comes up with a first pitch swinging single, and the Cannonballers are on the bases from the start. It brings up Arcy Hernandez. We're officially underway today in Fayetteville. It's 6:39 p.m. and it is a beautiful day out in Fayetteville. Sunny and 82 degrees. When else are you going to get 82 at the start of July? A little bit of rain in the area this morning cleared out some of the heat, and our Military Appreciation Night crowd filing into Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers wear the 80 Deuces uniforms in honor of Military Appreciation Night tonight. On the first pitch, and misses up and inside to Arcy Hernandez. 1-0 on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Swings here and hits one on a fly along the right field line. Long sprint over. It'll land fair. It hops into the four tops for a ground rule double. Kenny Gomez could not hustle over there in time. And it landed just inside of the chalk line, out of his reach. And the Cannonballers quickly have runners at second and third with nobody out against Nezu.
end up giving Jaworski an E6 on that sharply hit ball by Nishida. It was a tough short hop, but couldn't come up with it. And then Hernandez just drops one about 6 inches inside the chalk line, hops out of play. And it's a Kannapolis Cannonballers team that's been one of the best offensive teams all year long. Part of the lineup coming up, Nezu gonna have to make some big pitches to get out of this inning scoreless.
Yeah, not sure about the error decision there for Jaworski. That was a tough line drive. It was hit right up on him, short hopped nearly 6 inches in front of him. Caden Connor is the lefty that stands in, takes a ball low, and it's 1-0 on Connor. Connor doing the DHing today for the Cannonballers. And batting 301 on the year over 72 games, one of their best bats on the season. 4 home runs, 51 RBIs, leads the club. And here's a swing and a pop fly behind first base. Villarreal tracking over onto the extended warning track. Gives way to Alejandro Nunez, who backs him up and makes the catch. Pinned right up against the sidewall, just short of the rain tarp. Alejandro Nunez able to shuffle over and find the spot. Villarreal was a little too shallow on that pop fly in the sunlight. Goes out number one, keeps the runners at second and third, brings up Ronnie Hernandez. Let's work around the rest of the 80 Deuces defense.
Yep, Villarreal at first, Nunez at second, Jaworski at short, Xavier Cassarella at third, left to right in the outfield, Yumal Encarnacion, Cesar Hernandez, Kenny Gomez, Will Bush doing the catching.
And now it's Ronnie Hernandez, the cleanup hitter. The slider curls around the outside corner, called a strike. Nothing and one on Hernandez, left-handed hitting catcher. Hernandez originally from Turmero in Venezuela, signed an international free agent contract with the White Sox in 2022. Low pitch from Nezu. And a count to 1-1 on Hernandez. Nezu, the 22-year-old right-hander and 14th round pick by the Astros last year out of the Louisiana Lafayette program, started his college career at Florida State. Swing and a miss on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Nezu goes right at him and gets ahead in the count. 1-2. E6 followed by a ground rule double up the right field side for Mark C. Hernandez, and the Cannonballers threatening to put a run on the board in this first frame. The 1-2. Breaking ball just missed outside. Home plate umpire tonight is Frank Jones. And Jared Neal works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew. Are in black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Cannonballers are in the blue unis today with ballers in white cursive across the chest. 2-2. Hernandez pops it up. Third base foul ground. Cassarello shuffles over. We'll watch it get foul onto the concourse. That 80 Deuces uniform for the Woodpeckers, a maroon ball cap with the army green top that says 80 Deuces in that maroon and white devil script. It's a parachuting devil logo with a bat and ball in hand, the army green pants as well, and the maroon high socks for those that wear them up. Changeup gets Hernandez reaching out in front. That's strike three. And out number two for Jackson Nezu. So pitching with two in scoring position, finding a way to pick up outs, and here comes Mikey Kane, the five hitter and first baseman.
Number 80 on the year for Nezu. It's no guarantee he'll be here the whole season, but if he is, certainly a guy that could finish in one of the most prolific strikeout seasons by a Woodpecker ever.
Well, he's chasing guys like Jose Fleury and Trey Dombrowski from a season ago. First pitch is popped up. It's towards the mound. Nezu looking up at it. Villarreal, he overran it. Comes forward and it lands behind him. Two runs are scoring. Nishida and Hernandez come home. And in this first inning, a breakdown on the infield for the 80 Deuces.
Someone's got to take charge there. There seemed like there was a lot of indecisiveness, both from Nezu and Villarreal. I didn't hear anybody call for that ball, and no communication will kill you on plays like that. That's a really tough way to give up a couple of runs.
Well, the pitchers always defer. You know, Jackson Nezu, he had that ball spotted the whole time. He was casually coming forward. It's some odd unwritten rule of baseball that a pitcher can't catch the pop fly that he induces. I mean, you see it so much. The corners crash, and as a result of that, the Woodpeckers blow the play. 2-0 Cannonballers, and Mikey Kane stands at first. George Wolkin is standing into left side. Shortstop Jaworski pulled over towards the middle, and now the 0-1. is hopped over the railing and into the Woodpeckers dugout. Look out down there. I think everybody's all right.
And they hit Villarroel with an error, so it looked like his glove did make contact on that play. A couple of unearned runs.
Now unearned on Nezu, so not going to hurt the ERA that comes in at 4.05. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and he strikes out Wolken, undeterred by the blunder on the infield. And Nezu is off the mound after a couple of unearned runs come home. We head to the bottom of the first, and the Woodpeckers with some early comebacking to do tonight. Down 2-0 to the Cannonballers from the start on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
All right, fans, it's time to welcome back into Segra Stadium the best bird in the world. It's Bunker! And one, and two, and one, and two. Fans, let's make some noise and get really loud for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 3 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 0, Yamal Encarnacion.
The 80 Deuces head to the plate for the first time tonight. Yamal Encarnacion leads it off, the switch hitter against Jake Brockenstedt. And the first pitch is up and outside it's called a strike on the outside corner. It is nothing and one. Brockenstedt, the right-hander up against Nezu tonight, comes in with a 3-5 record and a 3.57 ERA. Here's a pitch framed right on the outside corner. Yamal disagrees, and it's called strike two. He steps out for a moment before settling back in. Encarnacion, Hansel Villarroel, and then Kenny Gomez, the top three of the Woodpeckers lineup to start things out. The 0-2 outside. 1-2. Be followed by Ochoa Jr. in the cleanup spot. Lefty Cesar Hernandez hits 5th. Another left-hander in Chase Jaworski is 6th. Cassarello, Will Bush, and Alejandro Nunez round out the Fayetteville lineup card for second-year manager Ricky Rivera. High breaking ball yanked on the ground through the right side, and Encarnacion has a leadoff single of his own. 7 hits last week on the road in Myrtle Beach. He had a hitting streak come to an end at 9 games, but has started a new one now.
You mentioned it, a high breaking ball. Not exactly where Brockenstedt, I'm sure, wanted that pitch. Probably wanted to drop it below the knees and get them all to chase after it, but he just went up, threw those hands at it, yanked it into right field.
First pitch to Villarreal, climbs the ladder and comes up empty on a high fastball. It's nothing and one on Villarreal. What a start it's been for him at the plate, batting 364 to begin his single-A career. No home runs, 3 RBIs, and already 5 multi-hit games. Encarnacion on the move. Villarreal pops it up behind home plate, and it gets onto the roof. It's 2-0 Cannonballers here early on. A pop fly on the infield was dropped. It ended up falling just behind Villarreal, crashing in from first, and unfortunately, 2 runners were in scoring position, so they both came home with 2 outs. Unearned against Nezu, but Kannapolis with the early multi-run lead. Here's a pitch short of the plate. It kicks off of Ronnie Hernandez's mask, and Encarnacion heads to second. Wild pitch moves him over. Early man in scoring position for Villarreal, now in a 1-2 count. Kenny Gomez in the on-deck circle.
Brockenstedt hoping to avoid early runs. He's coming off a rough outing on the road, at home against the Columbia Fireflies gave up 6 earned runs over just 3 2/3.
Villarreal wearing the high maroon socks today on 80 Deuces night. Woodpeckers in the green against the Cannonballers and the Blues. Here's the pitch. And it's tipped foul behind home plate. Rolls to the backstop, and the count will stay where it is. A ball and 2 strikes. Woodpeckers are 34-41 overall, 5-4 in the second half. They come in tonight just a game back of the Columbia Fireflies over the first 9 games of the second half schedule. 3 here at home and then 9 straight on the road. 3 against Kannapolis, 6 against Augusta. 1-2 pitch, ripped on a line. That is fair and going all the way down into the corner. Encarnacion sprints to the plate. Villarreal trades places with him at second. And an RBI double has the 80 Deuces on the board in a flash. 2-1 in the bottom of the first. Back-to-back hits, get it going.
It's one way to make up for that miscommunication in the top of the first inning. And he's a guy who's more than capable of doing that at the plate. Already 4 doubles since joining the Woodpeckers. Another pitch that, with 2 strikes, just caught too much of the plate from Bakkenstedt and Hansel Villarreal. The exit velos that come off of his bat are just some of the highest you'll see on this Fayetteville roster.
So tying run instantly into scoring position for the 80 Deuces. Kenny Gomez in his first at bat of the night takes outside from Bakkenstedt. And it's 1-0. Bakkenstedt this season 3-5 with a 3.57 ERA. Tonight is 12th game and 11th start. He has just 1 relief appearance. Next pitch. Gomez tips a breaking ball foul. 53 innings of work, 52 strikeouts, so about 1K per inning. And 16 walks on the year. He's surrendered 21 earned runs and 7 total home runs. The set out of the stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Dives low, he went with the curve again. 2 balls and a strike on Kenny Gomez. 5 home runs, 26 RBIs. And a 244 average for Kenny, a team-high 59 hits entering July. And now the 2-1 offer. It misses a little bit low, squeaks by Hernandez, but Villarreal won't advance. He holds it second. Gomez out in right field today, playing the corner infield spot. 319 on base as well for Gomez this season. And now the 3-1 pitch. Misses up high. That's ball 4. 5-pitch walk to Gomez. Puts the go-ahead run aboard. 3 batters in. 3 base runners for the 80 Deuces. Still nobody out. 14 pitches already for Bakkenstedt over his first 3 hitters. And here comes cleanup man Neomar Ochoa Jr., the Janikink cleanup hitter of the game.
RBI chances were finding him left and right in Myrtle Beach. First at bat, he gets 2 runners in, on base, 1 in scoring position.
Force it all bases, first pitch touches the top of the strike zone. And it's nothing in 1. Ochoa up to 238 on the year, now a team high 6 home runs. Went deep in the 9th inning with 2 strikes and 2 outs on Saturday to force extras and help the Woodpeckers grab an 8-7 win. Now ground ball pulled inside the line at third. Little hesitation for Hernandez. His throw across is not in time. Indecision by the Kannapolis third baseman. Arxie Hernandez, he looked to third. He looked to first. He looked back to third. He didn't know where to go with the ball immediately. And it costs him an out. Everybody is safe. The bases are loaded.
That's a difficult decision to make. Got to play behind the bag, deep in the hole. You want to go right to third immediately, try to get the lead runner, but I think he just realized that that was an option far too late.
And now here's Cesar Hernandez. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 80 Deuces can deliver a big blow in this bottom of the first. First pitch misses up high. It's 1-0 on Cesar. Hernandez batting 238 on the season, a home run and 17 RBIs. Next pitch. Checks his swing. It's a pop-up out into short center field. Burrows drifts back, banks the catch, checks all runners, and not deep enough to bring anybody home. A little incidental contact for Hernandez. He held the swing, but he actually caught the barrel. He followed through. He would have timed it up perfectly. Goes his out number 1. A much-needed first out for Bakkenstedt. 18 pitches in to this first. And and now it's Chase Jaworski. Jaworski, the shortstop, sixth hitter tonight for the 80 Deuces. First pitch to him. Takes a fastball up and away. Last time Chase was here on the diamond at Segres Stadium, he was diving into third base. He injured his finger. Had to be removed from the game. He missed four games and returned to the lineup on Saturday. Came up with a pair of doubles in Myrtle Beach. The 1-0. Swings and misses at a high fastball at 92. One ball and one strike for Jaworski. A pair of doubles give him 15 on the season. He's up to a 224 average. Three home runs and 20 RBIs as well. The base is full of 80 deuces. 2-1 the score. The 1-1 pitch called a strike. Fastball on the outer edge.
Long time since Chase has left the yard, too. I have to go all the way back to May 12th when he hit a pair against the Carolina Mudcats.
That Ochoa ground ball to third, by the way, ruled a single. Pitch misses outside. 3-2 on Jaworski, and nowhere to put him.
It was really just indecision, so you can't really call him there. He made the play, just wasn't sure where to go with the ball and made that decision too late.
So Jaworski ready for a two-strike pitch from Bockenstedt. Curveball slips up high. It was a 2-2 count, pardon me. Now it's full. Three balls and two strikes on Chase. Ball four. Helps neutralize the Woodpeckers' defensive mistake in the first and get us back to level. Runners take their leads. 3-2 payoff. Jaworski swings, pulls a line drive to right field. It is down, and it gets all the way to the base of the wall. Villarreal scores. The game is tied. Gomez trails him in, and the 80 Deuces lead. Two-run double for Jaworski. An instant response in the first. It's 3-2.
Bockenstedt just keeps attacking the zone with two strikes, and the Woodpeckers are taking what he's been giving them. Great to see Jaworski swing the bat as well as he has since returning from that finger injury late last week. He's been tearing the cover off the ball, frankly. That's his third double since returning. Extra base hits galore early on for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, what a start against Bockenstedt, and it'll force the Cannonballers to have a meeting on the mound. They're bringing their pitching coach, Blake Hickman, out there to chat with the starter. Xavier Casarella, meanwhile, patiently awaiting at the plate to try and keep this rally going. Three runs home on four hits, two singles and a pair of doubles. And you also have the walk to Kenny Gomez sprinkled into the mix. Bockenstedt is coming off an outing last time around where he was pummeled for six earned runs and eight hits, so similar struggles tonight, which is an odd change for him after really dominating over the first half of June. He only gave up two earned runs across a span of 17 innings to start June. He was one of the best pitchers in the Kannapolis rotation for about a three-week stretch. But over his last couple of outings, he's been hit hard. Now with right-hander Xavier Casarella standing in, he takes the first pitch curve for strike one. That was pitch number 25 of this first inning for Bockenstedt. And there's some milling going around in that Kannapolis bullpen. A right-hander is starting to throw. Here comes the 0-1. And a curve dips low and outside. One ball and one strike on Casarella. 238 batter on the year without a home run and 22 RBIs at 327 on base. Coming off a nice series in Myrtle Beach where he drove home six runs. He checks the hands. Pitch is called to strike anyways. Good slider right to the outer part. 1-2 on Casarella. Jaworski at second. Ochoa down at third. One out for the 80 Deuces. They've jumped in front 3-2. Here's the set and the pitch. High breaking ball just missed. 2-2 on Casarella. The six RBIs in Myrtle were his most runs driven in during a series this season. He finished 6-for-18. He had a pair of doubles and the game-winning double on Saturday night. High fastball gets him swinging for strike three. 93 miles per hour, pumped in by Bockenstedt for out number two. And comes away with his first strikeout of the night. Now he'll face his eighth batter of the inning in Will Bush.
We'll quickly take a look at the Kannapolis defense in the outfield. Riku Nishita in left, Drake Logan in center, George Wolko out in right. Arxie Hernandez, the third baseman. Ryan Burrows at short. Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. Mikey Kane is at first. And Ronnie Hernandez doing the catching.
First pitch, change up in there for strike one to Will Bush. Bush went 2-for-9 last week in Myrtle Beach. He a little bit of an extra rest on the road. Comes in with a base hit in back-to-back games. Swings and grounds it out towards second base. Squared up by Sanchez. Short throw to first. Ends the 80 deuces rally and strands a pair of runners. But the Woodpeckers grab 3 runs on 4 hits. The big swing, a 2-run double from Chase Jaworski. And we head to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, join us Wednesday for our Independence Day celebration and post-game fireworks. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours today. And fans, if you're feeling the heat, make sure to check out our cooling station located at Bowley's Barbecue on the third base concourse. And as you're making your way around the ballpark, make sure you visit all of our concourse tables throughout the stadium tonight. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nazu. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the center fielder, number 12.
Well, 5 combined runs to start out this series. 3-2, 80 deuces after one inning. And getting things started is Drake Logan, the right-handed hitting center fielder. He's the 7-hitter. For Jackson Nezu, the runs were unearned. A drop, pop, fly. Ended up bringing home a pair of runners. Here's the 1-0, and Logan cuts through it for strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan Burrows, the shortstop, is in the on-deck circle. And then it's Wilbur Sanchez, 7-8-9 here for Nezu in his second inning of work. The 1-1 on the way. Logan flinches, and the pitch just misses outside. 2 balls and a strike on Drake Logan, 242 hitter this season with a home run and 22 RBIs, 37 total hits and a 328 on base. Swings and misses, good changeup. 79 miles per hour, ducking just below the strike zone. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Logan. Drake Logan, the 19th round pick from the 2022 draft. Strikes out swinging, a breaking ball peeling to the outside. And Jackson Nezu picks up his second strikeout of the night. Make it his third.
It's coming off an outing where he struck out 8, career high. And they come in waves. 3 of his last 4 set down via the K. And I'm sure those 3 runs in the bottom of the first help ease things a little bit for him on the mound.
This pitch is popped up and out of play by Ryan Burrows. Burrows, the right-handed hitter, hits against a straightaway infield and outfield, the 0-1. And that's out across the plate, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Good pitch from Nezu. When he was on the mound in Myrtle Beach, at least according to the stadium Hawkeye data that we had in park, he threw a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, which was one of his quickest this season. Ground ball pulled left of third. Burrows stays alive. 197 hitter on the year. No home runs and 15 RBIs for Burrows, the righty shortstop. Panama City, Panama native Burrows, who signed his international free agent contract in 2022. Now the 0-2 goes up to get a high fastball, shoots it foul over the roof and out of play. Stays nothing and two on Burrows. Wilbur Sanchez and his speed in the on-deck circle. Riku Nishida, top of the lineup, is in the hole. Another 0-2 pitch down in the dirt and blocked by Bush. That caught him flush somewhere in the right arm or shoulder, so he'll need a moment. Just a slight breeze moving in towards left center field, rocking porch on a beautiful night in Fayetteville. Still sunny skies, no clouds in the 80s. All the fielders down on the diamond still in the sunlight. Max Nezu working on a two-strike count against Burrows. Here he comes. And a line drive pulled out towards left field. That sinks over Jaworski in front of Encarnacion. And Burrows comes up with a one-out single. Second hit against Nezu today.
He's now reached base in eight straight games. So Ryan Burrows, who was promoted right before the previous series between these two teams, took place in Kannapolis back in May, finally got a couple of months under his belt and slowly getting into a rhythm.
Now it's Wilbur Sanchez, 241 batter on the year, over 40 games, four home runs, 20 RBIs, and a 311 on base percentage. First pitch is tipped foul into the glove of Will Bush. Nothing and one on Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez playing over at second base today. Originally from Caracas in Venezuela, he's an international signing in 2019. Runner on the go, Burrows to second, a swing and miss. Bush's throw down, and the tag not in time. Will Bush snapped one down accurately right to the front corner of the bag. Quick tag by Nunez. And Ryan Burrows, who didn't get the best break, still finds a way to make up for it. Swipe second.
90 feet there, now base hit. Tie this ball game back up. Ninth stolen base for Burrows.
3-2, 80 deuces. And the tying run now in scoring position for the Cannonballers. Sanchez in an 0-2 count. Nezu checks his runner, brings it home. And gets a lightning quick fastball by a check swing from Sanchez. Four strikeouts for Jackson Nezu, his first time through the order. He's coming off a season high 8. Last time around against the Pelicans in that quality start in Myrtle. Two gone, man at second. Top of the order now with Riku Nishida, who ripped a one-hopping liner over to short on the first pitch he saw to start the game. It was ruled a scoring error. Scored a fielding error against Jaworski. Burrows at second. Casarella will play shallow at third. First pitch curve drops into Nishida for strike one. In his last quality start, Jackson Nezu needed 79 pitches to get through it. In the quality start here at home against Delmarva, he only needed 66 pitches. He was crazy efficient in that game. Here today, after working a long first inning, trying to make up for it, he just crossed over the 30-pitch mark, 31 on the day. Two outs and a man at second for Nishida, a 1-1 count on the former University of Oregon ball player. There's a fastball called a strike around the outside edge. 1-2, Nishida will get more aggressive. He is a contact-oriented ball player. We've seen him work 12, 13, 14 pitch at-bats in this season series.
It's always fun to watch his pre-swing routine as well. Folks tuning in on MILB.TV getting a good view of it. A little less elaborate than last time, in fact.
keeps the feet close in the back of the box, sprays a line drive out into right field. It's shallow for Gomez. He boots it trying to field it. Nishida hustles to second. Burrows is in, and we're tied once again. 3-3 the score. Riku Nishida with just that simple swing from the left side, pulled it out into right field. Gomez might have had a chance to get a throw off, but couldn't pick it cleanly. And the Cannonballers have scored an earned run this time against Nezu.
Nezu had only given up two runs over his previous 12 innings coming into today, and of course two of those runs coming in on that pop-up play, but this Ballers offense, one of the best in the league, and they don't need a whole lot to put up runs on the board.
Swing and miss by Arxie Hernandez on a first pitch from Nezu. It's 0-1. That hit is number 74 on the season for Riku Nishida. He has 10 doubles and 3 triples, but most of them are singles like that. Opposite field, just finds gaps on the infield and sprays stuff all over the shallow outfield. Arxie Hernandez fouls away the pitch. The Bonnie Dominican Republic native down in an 0-2 hole. He doubled and scored in the first inning. That was an RBI, or not an RBI, but a ground rule double that hopped over the sidewall towards the four tops in right field. 0-2 pitch, tipped into the glove. That's strike three. Jackson Nezu records all three of his second inning outs by way of the strikeout. 5 on his night. But he gives up the one run that ties the game on the RBI single to Nishida. Kannapolis strands a runner, and we go to the bottom of the second. 3-3 the score on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. I've never seen someone so happy about his tumbler. Show us those tumblers. All right, so cool.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Jake Hokenstad. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman.
Alejandro Nunez leads off the bottom of the second. 80 deuces and Cannonballers are tied at 3 after 1.5 tonight. Left-hander Alejandro Nunez stands in against the righty Jake Hokenstad. Bockenstedt out of the motion, brings it home and gets a swing and miss on a pitch in the dirt. He was forced to face 80 deuces batters in the first inning. Gave up the 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 of them doubles, RBI doubles from Villarreal and Jaworski. The 0-2. Nunez shoots it foul off to the left of our booth and out of play. Nothing in 2 still on Alejandro Nunez. Yamal Encarnacion, the switch hitter on deck, and then Hansel Villarreal. 35th pitch of the night for Hokenstad. There's a line drive out into center field, falling down in front of Drake Logan. And it's in for a leadoff single. 5th hit already, first time through the lineup. The Woodpeckers are swinging away, making a ton of contact, and committed 3 errors tonight defensively. As long as they can clean that up down the stretch of this game, they keep hitting like this, they'll have a good chance to take an opener.
Yeah, whatever was in the air during that home Delmarva series has hung around. Both offenses were strong then, and game one here. Both offenses strong now.
Encarnacion with a bunt, pushed pretty squarely to third. This throw is wide, and it gets all the way to the dugout. It's rolling out towards right field. They give the stop sign to Nunez at third. Encarnacion does not advance. He holds it first. Did he slow into the bag, or did he just not get a read on it?
I think it was the latter. I think he didn't realize how far that ball got away because it did take a bounce that appeared to come back towards the first base bag, but actually kind of went away. Jeff Calhoun, I think, was yelling at him to go to second, but he just didn't pick it up that well. The good news is he's got 20 stolen bases on the year, so if someone's going to try and take that extra base, it's Jamal Encarnacion.
Here come the Andy Deuces again, generating a scoring opportunity for Hansel Villarreal. Yanked an RBI double down the left field line his first time around. Good for his fourth RBI since his call-up. Encarnacion running right away. Rony Hernandez pump fakes to second, goes to third. And Nunez slides back in safely. Encarnacion with a stolen base. Number 21 of the year for Yamal. Royale been fantastic at putting the ball in play, just getting on base. A 5.12 on base percentage now after his first inning double. Takes low from Bockenstedt. It's two balls and no strikes.
Ends up being a sack bunt for Encarnacion and then the E5 allowing Nunez to advance to third.
Yep, so the Cannonballers get in the air column early as well. Already four errors combined between the two sides in this game. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans had some sloppy defense at home last week that Woodpeckers were able to benefit from. Fayetteville didn't have the perfect defensive showing on the road either. There were some crooked line scores, and we could be heading towards that again tonight. Fastball up and inside. A four-pitch walk to Villarreal. And for the second straight inning, the 80 Deuces have loaded up the bases with nobody out.
Just so much fun watching Villarreal take these APs. Know that he's got the power to rip one down the line like he did in the first inning, but he also has incredible discipline, and that time he really reined it in a little bit. Bockenstedt didn't really give him much to hit. Ends up drawing a five-pitch walk.
Yeah, and he just has some movements and some mannerisms in the box that are they're almost a little Juan Soto-esque, the way he stretches in the box and takes pitches. Here's a fly ball golfed way out into right field, actually being knocked down a bit. Wolken lines it up. Circles underneath, makes the catch, fires to the plate, and that's not deep enough to advance a runner. Gomez is out number one. Routine fly to right, and here comes Neomar Ochoa.
Hey, you mentioned the wind just really knocking that ball down, and George Wolko, the 18-year-old, he's got a pretty strong arm, grade 55 out of 80, according to MLB Pipeline, top 20 prospect at the moment. In the White Sox system, currently at 14.
Now Ochoa with the swing and the foul back into the screen. Ochoa 1-for-1 with a single. Up to 242 now on the season. Got that batting average continuing to creep higher and higher. High breaking ball called strike two. Right at the top of that zone, says Frank Jones, our plate umpire tonight. Jared Neal is on the bases. Full of 80 deuces. Nunez at third, Encarnacion at second, Villarreal at first. Bockenstedt straightens up, brings it home. And Ochoa slaps away a curveball. It was a little bit of a late swing. He flinched in the knees, tried to adjust to it late, just makes contact to keep the at-bat going. 5-for-21 week in Myrtle. Pair of home runs and 5 RBIs. Also 7 walks, been showing off a keen eye. He's up the on-base percentage to .333. Swings away at a high one here. Fouls it straight back. Keeps the AB going.
Pitch was eerily similar to the one he hit out on Saturday night. Challenge fastball, and he just lifted it over the left field fence.
Yeah, they were calling for it high, and he was ready for the high heat. Golfed it into the left field bleachers for his 6th of the year. Ties Oliver Carrillo for the most on the club this season. Swings and misses at a fastball on the 0-2, and Bockenstedt wins the battle. Big strikeout gets it to 2 outs with bases still loaded. And here's Cesar Hernandez, who will stand in with the bags full for the second time tonight.
Cesar opening gets the same pitch he got last time up, where check swung. Had he followed through, he probably would have hit it a long, long way.
Instead, it ended up being a pop-out to Burrows in shallow center field. First pitch, this sails upstairs. It gets through Hernandez. Runner coming to the plate. A diving tag. It's not in time. Nunez slides in ahead of the tag, and the 80 Deuces grab the lead once again. It's 4-3. A mad dash to the plate. Hernandez got a bit of his glove on it, which slowed down the baseball. He still got some of that ricochet back to him. And Hernandez, instead of flipping to his pitcher, tried to drop the tag himself, lunging at the plate. Nunez beats him in there, but he comes up flexing his right shoulder as he goes back into the dugout.
And Hernandez was a little slow to react there. Felt like he just hesitated for a moment, but Nunez did not. That's what made the difference in that foot race.
Cesar popping out to the shortstop last time around, 0-for-1. Now second and third, the runners. Next pitch is lifted out into shallow once more for Hernandez. It is Burrows in almost the same spot he caught the last pop-up, making the catch once again here to end the second inning. But the 80 Deuces strike for another run. They take a 4-3 lead on the wild pitch that scores Nunez. And through two innings, we are back and forth inside of Segra. Don't go anywhere. Third inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time for T-shirts! Get on your feet and get loud for the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss. She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Oh, yeah. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Oh, watch out! Oh, oh, watch out! She's saying, come get me. Come get me. So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go.
Woodpeckers, Jackson Nazu. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the Stanley Steamer K batter of the game.
4-3, 80 Deuces. We've had at least one run in every inning tonight, every half inning. And starting things out in the top of the third, Caden Connor against Fayetteville right-hander Jackson Nazu. And now to take it through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
All right, thank you so much, Chappie. Runs in every half inning so far. Offense early and often in this series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. First pitch from Nazu is fouled straight back by Caden Connor. Connor, team leader in batting average coming into today, hitting 301 on the year. Popped out his first time up against Jackson Nazu. Kicks and fires. Fastball a little bit low. Connor also with 21 doubles on the year, near the top of the league in that category. An 817 OPS to lead the way for Pat Leland's bunch. 1-1 and Connor out in front, yanks it foul on a hop into the seats. He's been one of the big power guys to take over in the middle of the lineup after the promotion of infielder Ryan Galaney to High A Winston-Salem. That took place not long after the Woodpeckers came to town in Kannapolis back in May. Orange, California native. Waits the 1-2 from Nazu, and the fastball just a hair low. And has you up over 40 pitches now. His 2-2 is off the end of the bat. Slow roller against the shift. Cassarella charging. There will be no play. Always one of the toughest ones to swallow as a pitcher. Your infield shifted around, and ball that might be routine normally ends up being a leadoff single for Connor.
As you got the swing you wanted off the end of the bat. And, Xavier Cassarella can only run in so far without being able to make a play.
So Rony Hernandez get an opportunity with a runner on. Nezu now from the stretch. And the first pitch cut on and missed. Already the fourth hit of the game now for Kannapolis. Just one for extra bases. That was Arxie Hernandez with a double. Ground rule double down the right field line. Nezu will throw over. Tag from Villarroel. Well late. One is a breaking ball hit slowly to short. Will be a tough turn. Late decision, and Cassarella rather will throw to first, get the out, but no one is covering third. Another shift, and recognizing it was Connor, he took the extra 90 feet. A heads-up play by the Kannapolis base runner, and with one away, tying run now stands at third.
Yeah, that's going to be Nezu's assignment. Head over there to third. Got caught watching the play a little bit. Either that or Jaworski sprinting over there from short, but he was a little bit more towards the diamond.
So it ends up being a 5-3 putout, but two bases taken by Connor on the play. Mikey Kane, the batter, infield in for Fayetteville, and Kane takes a fastball for a called strike. It was Kane who hit the pop-up on the right side of the infield that fell off the leather of Hansel Villarroel, and at the time gave Kannapolis a 2-0 lead in the first. And now Kane swings and hits one a long ways out to left field. It'll stay in the yard. Yamal Encarnacion makes the catch. Connor tags from third, and that 90 feet proves to be pivotal for the Cannonballers. Sack fly for Kane, and we are all square once again, 4-4.
Seems like it might be a real back-and-forth type of game tonight. Woodpeckers offensively tonight look like they're going to be able to keep the pace, but just got to communicate a little better on the defensive end and preserve your outs.
So they're clear for George Wolko, and he hits one deep out towards right field. Jogging back Gomez. That ball is way out of here. George Wolko, the 18-year-old, has given Kannapolis the 5-4 lead on a no-doubt solo shot.
That was some hard contact. Home run number 6 of the year for Wolko. Put it over that 357-foot mark where the fence really starts to fall back. And, yeah, we're going to have some back-and-forth ball games tonight. Nezu giving up the homer.
Taken by the White Sox in the 2023 draft, 7th round. At just 17 years old, and he is impressed in the lower levels of the Chicago system. So Nezu gets a strike over on Logan and fires in another fastball for strike two. Logan asked for time. He struck out swinging against Nezu the first time up. It's now 3 earned runs surrendered by Nezu. And he will not be picking up his 3rd consecutive quality start today. 0-2, the pitch. Fastball a little bit outside. Late swing and a miss. Strike three. The pitch gets through Bush. He has to throw down to first. Does get it to Villarroel in time to retire the side. So Nezu picks up his 6th strikeout. Not before he gives up a pair of runs in the third. A sack fly from Kane. A solo shot from Wolko. And Kannapolis has stormed back in front 5-4 after 2.5 from Segra on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'd like to take this time to thank all of our groups in attendance tonight. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, let us know where you're sitting and shout. We'd also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight.
Since a young and now we dream of getting rich. Look at me. Fantasize about a white picket fence.
Happy birthday from the Woodpeckers.
Used to want a pathfinder with some tents.
Back on the mound for the cannonball is Jake Bockenstedt. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers.
Well, there's been a track meet early on in this Monday affair between Kannapolis and Fayetteville. 5-4 ballers lead. Bottom of the third inning, Chase Jaworski swings the first pitch, drops it into right field. It eats up Wolko, gets away from him. It'll be a base hit, and Jaworski advances another 90 feet on the error. So right after, Kannapolis picks up a pair of runs at the top of the third inning. Chase Jaworski ends up in scoring position on the first pitch thrown from Jake Bockenstedt to begin the bottom half.
Boy, Chase's timing just looks fantastic. You know, you miss four games, and you're in the batting cage or maybe hitting off a tee while he was dealing with that finger injury. But he is squaring everything up, and he's just maybe a touch early, but he's pulling it for power to right field. And man, he's been an on-base machine since coming back. What an injection of life into the lineup.
Cassarella takes a fastball in tight for ball one. There has not been a scoreless half inning still in this game, and 80 deuces have a chance to keep that stretch going with Jaworski off second. Team leader in stolen bases coming into tonight. He's on the move. Pitch misses low and in. Hernandez, the throw down, the tag from Hernandez, not in time. Chase Jaworski with his 23rd stolen base of the season, and he is 90 feet away representing the tying run.
Well, it's good to see Chase not hesitant at all to steal third, dive head first into the bag. That's exactly the play last Sunday, 6 days ago, that messed up his finger. But going back to it now here.
Cassarella takes ball three outside. O'Bush to follow. And Fayetteville back to out hitting Kannapolis. 3-0 breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. Five runs on five hits, two errors for Kannapolis. Four runs on six hits and three errors for the 80 Deuces. Two-strike pitch again. That's on the outside corner, full count.
Single and E9, by the way, too, Colin. That gets Jaworski to second on that play.
Bockenstedt about to throw his 55th pitch of the night already. From the stretch, the 3-2. Cassarella stays alive. Bockenstedt. He's having a great June before that final outing the month on the 25th against Columbia, where he gave up six earned runs on eight hits. 3-2 again. Cassarella, late decision to swing, and Bockenstedt sneaks it past him for his third strikeout. Big one, one away. Will Bush coming to the plate. We'll see if Kannapolis brings the infield in to try and cut down the tying run. It appears that will be the plan. He's slightly in, not quite on the grass, but about halfway. Bush swings at the first pitch, fouls it to the left. Four-pitch mix for Bockenstedt. Fastball, curveball, the cut fastball, and the splitter. One. Bush with a drive out to left field will be deep enough to score Jaworski, most likely. Sized up by Nishida, makes the catch. Throw comes to the plate, and Jaworski is in standing. Will Bush with a sacrifice fly to left field. 5-5 in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, so the trend continues, at least a run in every half inning tonight. 10 combined runs, 11 combined hits, 5 errors along the way. We're in for topsy-turvy baseball tonight. This is only the front third of this ball game. What else is in store?
So Alejandro Nunez steps up. Base is clear, two down. Takes a breaking ball low. A couple of guys on the mound who have been very strong pitchers over the last month. Both struggling with these two offenses. It's a tapper to the right of the mound. Bockenstedt picks it up, underhands it to Kane at first, and the inning comes to a close. But 80 Deuces do respond. They pull even once again. We're through three from Segra Stadium. 5-5 between the Cannonballers and Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet and show us your smiles. It's time for the Village Family Dental Smile Cam. Family Dental has 9 convenient locations to serve you, with a new location in Hope Mills, because when it comes to your smile, they're giving you more reasons to cheer. Thanks for participating in tonight's Smile Cam. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mazu. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Cannonballers, the shortstop, number 2, Ryan Burrows.
Well, if you're just joining us, you've missed quite a bit on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. 5-5 as we head to the top of the fourth inning in a back-and-forth contest between the 80 Deuces and the Cannonballers. Jackson Nezu back on the hill, misses outside, ball 1 to Ryan Burrows. Burrows singled and scored in the second inning. Annapolis with 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. Breaking ball misses low. Burrows still looking for that first home run at the single A level, but has driven in 15 runs, .203 batting average. Takes low for ball 3. Number 21 prospect in the White Sox system per MLB pipeline. Spent all of last year in the Arizona Complex League. 3-0, Burrow swinging away, fouls it back, and he got off to a great start this season out in Arizona, hit .474 in just 5 games, 9 of 19, a couple of RBIs there. 3-1, and Burrows drives it out to right field. Cesar Hernandez just in front of the warning track secures it for the first out. We're seeing the teenagers for the Cannonballers showing off their power. George Wolko hit a solo home run last inning, and Burrows nearly left Segra to right center there.
Yeah, we're seeing you know, line drive contact all over the diamond today. Home run power showcased by Kanapolis, and I don't know if it's just the nice conditions out tonight that's leading these hitters feeling comfortable at the plate, but everybody's timing looks really solid.
First pitch to Sanchez, fouled straight back. And this Cannonballers lineup, a good mix of young players and seasoned veterans. You got guys like Burrows and Wolko. Same time, Riku Nishida's been around the block quite a bit, and this man at the plate, Wilbur Sanchez, has played many of single-A games. 239 on the year, four homers, 20 runs batted in for Sanchez. Takes the changeup from Nezu for strike two. Six strikeouts already for Nezu, set a new career high with eight his last time out against Myrtle Beach. He fires and gets a swing and a miss. Sanchez caught reaching. Two up, two down for the first time tonight for Jackson Nezu. Not too often you say that in the fourth inning. An outing for Jackson, who's been as reliable as it gets in that starter role this year for Fayetteville.
And well, there's been, you know, some of those runs come home against him. Not going to be a quality start tonight. He is just one short of tying his season-high strikeout total that he picked up last week in Myrtle. He has seven already.
Riku Nishida, one of the toughest to strike out in the league, swings and misses. He had reached seven a couple of times prior to that game on the 26th, including his debut against Myrtle on April 5th. Came in relief, struck out seven over four innings. Got the no decision in that 10-3 victory over the Pelicans. Nishida's reached base twice, once via an error, another via the single, and gets a swing and a miss. It is 0-2 on the Japanese-born lefty. Those were the real challenges against Nishida, getting that third strike past him. Swings as late as you can and fouls it off to the left.
He just shortens everything up, maybe takes a little bit of his lower half out of that two-strike swing, just throws his hand to the baseball wherever it is. Pretty straight fastballs, though. I wonder if you try and go off-speed here.
0-2, and Nishida somehow gets his hands around, puts it in play, but it's a tapper back to the mound, and Nezu has it for the easy out. 1-2-3, fourth inning for Jackson Nezu. And the 80 Deuces will look to try and retake the lead in the bottom of the fourth when we return. 5-5, the score from Segram.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Fayetteville Regional Airport Luggage Race. Let's head down to the field with T. Bright. What's up, T?
I've got Kalisa and Damian here, and they're ready to take a trip. All right, so here's the deal. You've got to put your clothes on, pack your bags, and then get back to the finish line so you can make your flight. All right, y'all ready? Crowd, make some noise for Kalisa and Damian. On your mark, get set, let's go! Here they go. Put them on. There we go. Good, Kalise. Come on. All right. I know that's right. Just as long as they get on somehow, right? Come on, Damian. You're struggling just a little bit. It's all good. Go, Kalise. Go, Kalise. Go. Pack those bags. You don't want to miss your flight. Zip that suitcase up and roll it back. Come on, Damian. Make some noise, pal. Make some noise. Way to go, Kalise. Way to go. Good job, Kalise. Let's give it up for Kalise, everybody, and Damian. Great job, guys.
El blanco tizo blanco y eso. Que allá no te hacen un bulto atrás de un par de pesos. Pero preso a 30 no me hablen de eso. Preso a 30 no me hablen de eso.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number zero, Yamal Encarnacion.
Bottom of the fourth inning, top of the Fayetteville order. 5-5 the score. Yamal Encarnacion takes ball one low and in from Jake Bockenstedt. For the first time all game long, team has put a zero on the board on the pitching side of things as Jackson Nezu set down Kanapolis in order in the top of the fourth. Encarnacion, broken back grounder up the first base line. Mikey Cain can take it himself. First out quickly here in the fourth. Bockenstedt, first time all night, he's been able to retire the leadoff man. And we'll get the bases clear for Hansel Villarroel. He's reached base twice so far, including an RBI double in the first. Big hook from Bockenstedt drops in for a strike. This is his 11th start of the year. All but one of his appearances have been starts. Breaking ball in, Villarroel quickly behind, nothing and two. Got a chance to face Fayetteville back in May. And in fact, that was his only bullpen outing. Got the victory in that game on May 17th. Went 3 1/3 scoreless in relief. 0-2, Villarroel, slow roller up along third this time. Picked up in foul territory by Arxie Hernandez. Batting average up to .382 now for Villarroel since his promotion to single A. That RBI his fourth since joining the team ahead of the Delmarva series 2 weeks ago. 0-2 again. Villarroel stays alive. Shadows creeping across home plate, 0-2, way outside. Another comfortable evening of baseball here at Segra Stadium. Good to see the good weather stuck around after we went to Myrtle last week. The pitch, sprayed foul yet again. Not many clouds to speak of.
Got the USA game in while we were gone, too, so other folks have been enjoying the ballpark as well.
Field looking good. 1-2, hit on the ground to third. This time fair. Hernandez, long throw. He skips it, and Cain can't dig it out. Villarroel advancing to second. He dives in. The tag is late. And Fayetteville will have another runner in scoring position on the E5. Hansel Villarroel, heads up base running, immediately pivoted to go to second once that ball got past Cain on the short hop. Here we go again. Heart of the lineup coming up with a man in scoring position.
Well, Kanapolis has drawn level now in the air column, their third error of the day. Villarroel, he was running primarily on the grass, on the fair side of that first baseline. I wonder if that just helped him get a little bit extra traction, a little bit of additional footing to try and speed up that line and force Hernandez to quicken up the throw.
First pitch to Gomez, up and outside. Right now, no action in the Kanapolis bullpen. Bockenstedt getting up there in pitch count, though, up over 70 now. Gomez, a walk and a flyout to this point. He hits this one hard the other way, out to left. Nishida can't see it. It falls in front of him, bounces off his glove, and rolls away. Coming in to score, Villarroel, Kenny Gomez pushes the 80 deuces back in front, 6-5. Wonder if the sun got in the way of Nishida a little bit. Regardless, we'll see how they score, whether it's a single or a double, either way. An RBI for Kenny, and it will be his 17th double of the year.
Just let that fastball travel, got to it a little bit late, deep in the zone, and Woodpeckers using every foul line tonight.
And now Ochoa grounds one through the left side. Gomez up to third. Neomar over to first, multi-hit game for the 18-year-old. They're at the corners with one down. Bockenstedt, after getting the first out, has now allowed three straight base runners. And what will Pat Leland do here? Just giving the signs right now at the top step of the dugout, but appears the end of the line is nearing for his starter. Cesar Hernandez, who's popped out to short twice, We'll have an opportunity to add some insurance runs. First pitch, swings at it and rips it down the right field line. Foul. That left his bat in a hurry. Heading towards the four tops. An RBI for Gomez. 27th of the year. And Gomez on the move. Pitch misses outside. The throw back to third. Diving in. Safe. Kenny just able to get back in there. Meanwhile, Ochoa advances to second on the stolen base. That was very close. Good throw down from Rony Hernandez to Arcy Hernandez. But two in scoring position. Still only one out. A 1-1 count. Cannonballers bring the infield in. Bockenstedt's pitch, and Hernandez out to center field. Logan has to back up, makes the catch. Tagging from third, Gomez. Tagging from second, Ochoa. Both in safely, another sacrifice fly. This one from Cesar Hernandez. Lead is up to two for Fayetteville, 7-5.
Yeah, Cesar got another pitch up in the top of the zone. Bockenstedt left a breaking ball hanging too high up there. And Cesar able to straighten this one out, get a little bit more behind it on that swing after his pop-ups earlier on. So Fayetteville's providing the hits. They're getting productive outs. Really complete offensive play tonight.
And here comes Jaworski. Couple of hits already, including a two-run double. Swings at the first pitch. Tips it into the mitt of Hernandez. Second multi-run inning for the Woodpeckers. They got three back in the first. Run apiece in the second and the third. 0-1, and Chase takes it on the outside corner. Seven or more runs for Fayetteville now in each of the last three games. 0-2, Jaworski swings and misses. Good fastball from Bockenstedt. And that ends the inning. Ochoa stranded at third, but two more come in to score. Kenny Gomez, an RBI double. Cesar Hernandez, the sack fly. And the 80 Deuces are back ahead 7-5. We're on to the fifth from Segra on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To snuggle up, it's time for the Coldwell Banker Advantage Kiss Cam. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Yes. Kiss Cam. You can kiss me in the moonlight on the rooftop under the sky. Kiss Cam. You can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Kiss Cam. Kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. Kiss Cam. Perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's a kiss Cam. This kiss, this kiss. It's kiss Cam. This kiss, this kiss. It's kiss Cam.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nangzu. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling
like this. It's been a fun one on this rare Monday afternoon of Woodpeckers baseball. 7-5. Fayetteville out in front. Jackson Nezu back on the hill, and Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. Well, the Woodpeckers keep hitting like this. They're going to want to play on every Monday for the rest of the second half.
No kidding.
No rest from the six-game series in Myrtle Beach, but not a problem. Fayetteville in their seventh straight game tonight is out in front 7-5, and they have scored in every inning so far. Arcy Hernandez fouls the pitch back from Nezu. It is 1-1. Jackson trying to complete five and be eligible for the winning decision at game's end. Fayetteville hunting their 35th victory of the season and 20th here at Segron the year. They have a winning record at home, 19-17. Slider misses up and away. Two balls and a strike to get three outs. Nezu will have about 10 to 15 pitches left in his cap. He's at 65 right now. He's gone as high as 80 on the season. Hernandez ready for the 2-1. Here it comes. And a curve folds in. It's called the strike, 2-2.
Very least, he'll have a great opportunity here to tie his season high in strikeouts.
He's sitting at 7 right now. Struck out a season high 8 Myrtle Beach Pelicans last week on the road. 2-2. Hernandez leans out of the way of a high and inside fastball.
By the way, I mentioned last inning that the 80 Deuces had scored 7 or more runs in each of the last 3 games. Actually goes back to each of the last 4. 9-7 loss before that.
The payoff pitch. Yanked foul on the ground left of third base, and count stays full. Hernandez, then Caden Connor, and Rony Hernandez, the 2, 3, and 4. Heart of the order coming up here. Third time through the lineup, so these cannonballers have had a look at Nezu, and they'll all be making their adjustments. Always difficult when you get through the lineup for a third time as a starter. The payoff pitch again. A check swing on a high one. Did he go? Yes. Frank Jones, plate umpire, did not need the appeal. Hernandez goes about 55% of the way, and Nezu's tied his season high with his 8th strikeout. 1 gone in the 5th. Here's Caden Connor.
This one's kind of been similar to what we saw earlier from Nezu in that quality start he had, where he had a bit of a rough first inning, settled in after that. It's been not exactly as free-flowing as it was in that outing, but the strikeout pitch certainly has come alive since.
Inside pitch, and it got a knob of the bat. Caden Connor nearly hit on the hand. It hits the knob and goes a tough luck foul ball. Strike one on Connor, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Singled to lead off the third against Nezu. And is also fouled out to the second baseman, Nunez. It was on that ball near the rain tarp that got over Villarreal. Nunez backed up the play. The motion, the 0-1. Connor takes a change up low and very far outside. 1-1. Caden Connor, originally from Orange, California. Down in Southern California, he usually enjoys weather like we have tonight in Fayetteville. Low humidity, high 70s, little breeze. Beautiful night at the park. Ground ball pulled towards first. It kicks off of Villarreal. Nunez backs up the bobble with no play to be made. Caden Connor makes it to first. Villarreal tried to a slide and a backhanded stab all in one motion. It, I think it kicked off of his knee a little bit and got away from him. So Connor reaches for his second time. We'll see how they score that one. One out, one on for Rony Hernandez. Nezu's up to 72 pitches. We'll start to keep an eye on what the Fayetteville manager, Ricky Rivera, has intentions to do down there in the dugout. Hernandez is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out to third. First pitch misses up high, Bush out of the crouch, and it's 1-0.
It's a unique situation, too, because, of course, Nezu lost his tandem partner in Ethan Pecco. It's usually been Hudson Leach to follow him.
The set in the 1-0. Up high again. Breaking ball slipped. Nezu not pleased with the way that one came out. He pivoted around and showed his numbers to the plate. Shadows starting to creep up on Nezu. All of the home plate area now covered in the shade as well. The 2-0 pitch popped up over the third base netting and onto the concourse. Goes to 2-1 on Hernandez.
Good chance this might end up being his final batter at 75 pitches now.
Yeah, bullpen is active. Right-hander loosening out there. And Nezu peers in, throws the next pitch, and it's called a strike right on the outside corner, 2-2. Nezu has been an innings eater over the last couple of weeks. Last time he fell short of 5 innings was on June 14th here at home against the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul over our heads in the booth. Stays where it is. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A 1.80 ERA during June and turning over a new month here tonight. No doubt he'll get serious consideration for Carolina League Pitcher of the Month with that 1.80 ERA over 25 innings. 2-2 just off the corner. And Hernandez has filled up the count. A play with Caden Connor scored a single with Villarreal having to extend off to his right slide to make a play. Check swing on a pitch down in the dirt. The runner's on the move. The throw is not in time. They're going to appeal here, and they will say that Hernandez checked too far. That is a strikeout and a season-high ninth for Jackson. And Ricky Rivera is coming out to the mound. He has left the top step. Jackson, no doubt, will plead his case here, I'd imagine, as a competitor to try and stay out for a fifth inning, depending on how he feels.
No point yet.
Yeah, he hasn't gone there just yet. This is the most pitches that Nezu has thrown in a game, or actually just short, 79 pitches. He's gone as much as 80 before.
Come on, Ricky, let him do it.
No doubt there's a back-and-forth conversation right now being had between the skipper and his starter, and, yep, Ricky is going to let Jackson stay out there. See Ricky do that from time to time, right when a guy's around his cap, to see how he's feeling. And this is only an opportunity to give a guy like Nezu, who's been with the club all year long, knows his limits, up over 70 innings now, so the arm is built up. And Nezu will have a chance to complete five here tonight, become eligible for the win. He faces Mikey Kane and delivers a fastball just outside for ball one.
Also, he just tied the most strikeouts in a game by a Woodpeckers pitcher this year. Ethan Pecco also had 9.
Yeah, nobody's struck for double figures yet this season. Kane with a sac fly last time around. The pitch is down and in, knocked away by Bush, but he keeps the runner at second. Kane also reached on an error by the first baseman, Villarreal. That was on that pop-up in the first inning with two outs that fell behind Villarreal as he crashed in, allowed a pair of unearned runs to come home tonight against Nezu. A key play, a part of tonight's 7-5, 80 deuces lead. Nezu checks second, throws the 2-0, and finds the low outside corner for strike one to Kane. Now a season-high 82 pitches for Nezu. Runner is Caden Connor off of second. The pitch is lifted out into left center field. Long run over for Encarnacion. He cuts it off, a striding grab to end the inning. Jackson Nezu throws a season-high 83 pitches and gets the men he had to stay out there. 7-5, 80 deuces halfway through tonight in Fayetteville. Back in a moment for the bottom of the fifth.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Blanton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. Let's head down to Tamika.
All right, we got Shane and Braxton here. I don't know about y'all dance moves, but it's all good. Hopefully your T-shirt skills are better. Slide that way for me. All right, these T-shirts are somewhat frozen. Slide that way for me. The first to get it thawed out and put it on, you'll win. All right, so let's cheer them on. It's Shane and Braxton. Show me on your mark. Get set. Let's go. Turn that way. Yeah, there we go. Okay. It's a little wet. All right, let's see if you can start to actually take it apart and see who the first to put it on. Come on, Braxton, what you doing? You got this. Come on. Uh-oh, he said, yeah, my bad. All right. Just a little wet. 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on, 6. Who's going to get it? 5. Okay. Let's go, Shane. Let's give it up for Shane, everybody. And Braxton, way to go, guys.
Turn down for what?
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 16, Xavier Cassarella.
Xavier Cassarella leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. The Kannapolis Cannonballers have made a pitching change, and Xavier Cassarella leads it off. He takes strike three on the outside corner, and that's the first out of the bottom of the fifth. We're trying to clarify a name for you here for this reliever. We didn't have a 23 on the roster, so we'll do our best to try and grab that information for you up in the booth. And now it's Will Bush standing in. He takes strike one. Pardon me, just a little bit low. That's ball one on Bush.
And the 23 is normally Grant Taylor, but he has been put on the injured list, so we know it's not him, and got a chance to see him pitch in the last series. So a little bit of confusion here, but for Bockenstedt, another rough outing for him on the mound.
And the next pitch missing off the plate to Will Bush. Two balls and one strike. Eddie Deuce is out in front 7-5 tonight on eight total hits, and they've scored at least one run in every inning. Pitch missing low and outside on Bush. It's three balls and one strike. Sack fly for Will, his last time up, and he cuts through the pitch there to get it to full 3-2. Alejandro Nunez in the on-deck circle. Fayetteville sent at least four men to the plate in every inning tonight. And now the 3-2 payoff. Bush takes a low inside curveball. That is ball four, and he will head to first. So for Bockenstedt, we can give you his final line. Bockenstedt, four innings, eight hits. He gave up seven runs, but only three of those are earned, with two walks and four strikeouts. Here's a pitch called a strike right on the inner third of the zone to Nunez, and it's nothing and one. And now the offer to Nunez, low and inside, one ball and one strike. Suppose this could be Manuel Veloz.
It is.
Okay, he's wearing number 23 tonight. He's in a different jersey. And we have clarified who the man on the mound is. Line drive into the opposite field. This is falling quick and down in front of Nishida. Alejandro Nunez sprays a single into the opposite field. His second hit of the day and the ninth tonight for Fayetteville's lineup.
Another opportunity to score some runs here. I mean, they just have been relentless at the plate. Andrew Kresge, we've noticed an uptick in aggressiveness at the plate ever since the start of the Shorebirds series, and it's paying dividends. It's been really refreshing to see this team have so much confidence at the plate.
Now it's Yamal Encarnacion, first pitch outside. Want to know on Yamal. Encarnacion with a single and an error. He pulls this line drive out into right. It'll stay out for Wolko coming in. He makes the catch at the shoulders, and all the runners have to push back. Bush to second, Nunez to first. And a line out for Encarnacion. And now it's Hansel Villarreal. Force it all bases. And a changeup called, strike one to Villarreal. Next pitch low and away. One ball and one strike on Villarreal. Veloz this season 1-1 with a 4.26 ERA. This is his seventh game and sixth relief appearance of the season. Pitch misses outside. It gets by Hernandez, goes to the backstop. Will Bush heads to third. Nunez trailing down to second base. And the 80 deuces get them both over into scoring position.
That might be a pass ball. Looked like a pretty straightforward fastball. Went right through the mid of Hernandez. Maybe a cross up of Sines, but didn't look like he was expecting it.
Two balls and one strike. Villarreal's driven in one already, scored twice. Another pitch sweeping to the outside and a big backhand by Hernandez to keep it in front. 3-1 on Villarreal. Kenny Gomez, who has a double and a walk today, he's in the on-deck circle. Three and one, the pitch is pushed on the ground out towards the right side. Kane way off of the line, won't have a play. Veloz couldn't get over in time. The throw is too long for Kane, and Villarreal puts it on the perfect spot of the infield to bring home Will Bush and add to the lead. It's now 8-5, an RBI infield single.
His hustle is something to behold. It is unbelievable how quickly he just goes from home to first for a guy his size. Second he realized there's no one covering the bag, he went into a full sprint, and there's just no play to be made. Excellent job by Hansel Villarreal.
So one catcher drives in another. Bush scores on the Villarreal RBI single, his second RBI of the day, and he keeps on sprinting all the way to second base. Stolen bag for Villarreal.
And that one, he kind of like was just taking his lead as the pitch was going. He's like, oh, I guess I'm just going to run, and ended up taking second with nobody covering.
1-0 pitch is on the ground to the right side, down to a knee. Kane fumbles it. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers commit another error. They're fourth of the game. Nunez scores, and it's now 9-5. Oh, what a mess. Fayetteville will take it. Kane down to a knee. It took a tough hop on him. Hit him squarely in the shoulder. And Gomez just putting the ball in play. It leads to good things happening. Fayetteville scored three times in this fifth inning. Spin and a throw over. And Gomez dives back in safely. Villarreal makes it all the way to third on the play.
Buddy Bailey last week called a game a high school game with a lot of errors, and this one might be JV.
Swing and miss by Ochoa. The throw's going down. The tag on Gomez is not in time. On top of all the hits tonight, the Woodpeckers are sprinting around the bases like crazy. Another stolen base. Two in scoring position for Ochoa. Here's the pitch. He swings at a high one.
10th stolen base of the year now for Kenny, so he's up in double digits. And talk about the aggressiveness at the plate, Chappie. It's also been very aggressive on the bases as of late.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. Ochoa takes up and outside. 1-2. So the Lowe's coming in behind the starter Bockenstedt, not able to slow the Fayetteville roll. They've scored in five straight innings. 1-2 is ripped off of the Lowe's and hits him squarely in the leg, and he can't make a play. Crawls off to the side of the mound to scoop up the ball. Villarreal is in, and Veloz is now hurt. Veloz got hit squarely on the foot or in the ankle. He gets back up to his feet, limps down the back of the mound. Pat Leland out to check up on him, and the Kannapolis athletic trainer is also out there to check up on Veloz. He's in a lot of pain. That ball got him squarely in the foot.
Has there been a stranger inning that we can recall, Chappie, than this one? Because this has had a little bit of everything. We weren't quite sure who's on the mound. There's fielding mistakes. There's just strange oddities where shifts allow for guys to reach base. Then you have that line drive. Hopefully Veloz is all right. I mean, that was a rocket off the bat of Ochoa. But for Fayetteville, the offense has started and it hasn't stopped in this series opener.
Yeah, there really has been a little bit of everything. These are unearned runs coming home right now after the E3 with two outs. Veloz is managing to get back out on the rubber and throw some pitches just to see how he feels, and he gives the thumbs up to the home plate umpire, Frank Jones. I'm not even sure which foot got hit. We might have another look at it for you on a replay. We'll see if we can take another look at that sequence, but on one of the angles.
Either way, another great chance for Cesar Hernandez, who had that sack fly earlier. He just loved to break through with a hit, though. It's been a hit parade throughout the Woodpeckers lineup, and I'm sure Cesar wants to get in on the fun.
So here is Hernandez, the eighth batter of the inning. Here's the first pitch to him, and it misses low and inside. Woodpeckers have sent eight men to the plate now in two different innings. They batted six hitters in the second. And now a fly hit down the opposite side. It slices foul into the foretops. Goes to 1-1 on Cesar. This is the fourth turn through the order, and midway through it, the guy's getting six, maybe seven at bats tonight if this keeps up. Here's a broken bat. Soft roller out towards second base, scooped up by Sanchez. The quick transfer to first to get the speedy Cesar Hernandez and end the inning. Eight Woodpeckers come to the plate. Three-run score, one run unearned against the new reliever Veloz. And we go to the top of the sixth with the 80 deuces doubling up the Cannonballers 10-5.
As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Gregory Allentown. There he is, cool as a fan. All right, Gregory. I'm not ashamed to say.
This Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tyrant Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number four, Joel Almonte. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Cannonballers, the right fielder, number 17, Joel.
We enter the top of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers have doubled up the Cannonballers tonight, 10-5. Joel Almonte heads to the mound, takes over for Jackson Nezu. Woodpeckers turn to the bullpen for the first time tonight, and when it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Almonte on the season is 0-1 with a 4.87 ERA in 14 games. Here's the 2-0, and Wolko swings, pushes a grounder through the left side up along the left field line. Over to cut it off, Encarnacion, and Wolko has a two-hit day, a home run, and now he adds his single. Lead-off base hit for the Ballers in the sixth, good for their seventh hit of the night. We have some crazy line scores tonight. Five runs, seven hits, four errors for the Cannonballers, 10 runs on 11 hits, and three errors for Fayetteville. So there's been a lot of offense, not a ton of clean defense. Woodpeckers are using it to their advantage. 10-5 score. Drake Logan now, who struck out in both plate appearances, 0-2, takes the first pitch low. One ball and no strikes.
Line scores looking like lottery numbers up there.
Yeah, Jackson Ezu must have loved the added run support in the bottom of the fifth. Now he's squarely in line to pick up his fifth winning decision of the season. In fact, what would go is his sixth, actually, if he can pull it out tonight. Came in tonight with a 5-4 record. Almonte set at the belt, throws the 2-0, misses up and outside. Nezu struck out a season-high 9 tonight. Ties the most strikeouts by a Woodpecker pitcher this year. He gave up 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, so ultimately not a quality start. He was trying for his third in a row, but he did not give up a single walk. 3-0 pitch to Logan in there for a strike, 3-1. Season high, 83 pitches for Nezu. 60 of those went for strikes. 3-1 on Logan with Wolko off of first. And here's the pitch. Checks his swing on a low breaking ball, and they'll appeal. He did not go. That is ball four. First walk issued by the Woodpeckers pitching staff tonight. And the first two cannonballers are on base. Two on, nobody out. Ryan Burrows will be announced at the plate. First, Will Bush will head to the mound and have a quick chat with Almonte.
And not something you want to make a pattern. Walks are exactly what lets teams back into ball games. We've seen it time and time again this year. Almonte has been pretty reliable in this role, just picking up a couple of innings and getting outs, but certainly going to try and induce a double play ball or get a big strikeout. 8 and 9 hitters coming up. You don't want to have the bases loaded or have multiple runs already in with Nishida and co. coming behind them.
Yeah, two key spots to grab an out here, Burrows and Wilbur Sanchez. 8-9 hitters. Single and a fly to center today for Burrows. He's also scored a run and stolen a base. He squares to bunt. Attempted to drag it a touch out of the right side, and he came up empty. So strike one to Burrows. Almonte pitching twice on the road last week in Myrtle Beach. Delivers a strike here to Burrows. Knee-high fastball, and it's quickly nothing and two on the shortstop.
Kanapolis squaring a bunt. Chappie, would you take a care to guess who they played last week?
I know who they played, but I'm sure they stole a little bit of small ball aspect from Columbia.
It feels like everyone does that after they play them.
Yep, Woodpeckers have started to increase it a little bit. They bunt more than anybody, though, the Fireflies. Here's a sharp ground ball towards the middle, gloved by Jaworski. The flip to second, the turn by Nunez, a double play. 6-4-3. A well-struck ground ball that took a little bit of a high hop on Jaworski as he gathered it in at the belt. But a smooth start to the double play. The Woodpeckers link up for a big one. Huge two outs for Almonte. Now a man at third, and Wilbur Sanchez at the plate.
Got to feel good for Chase, too. Had one eat him up back in the first inning to begin the ball game, and this time just a quick shovel right to Nunez. Those two have turned so many double plays together up the middle. Second nature at this point.
First double kill, double play, that is, for the Woodpeckers that they have turned tonight. And Wilbur Sanchez taking the first pitch, a fastball blown away, 1-0. Almonte had a good week out in Myrtle Beach. Pair of appearances. He picked up a save on June 25th. That was in the Wednesday night game. There's a strike to Sanchez on a curve, 1-1. And then he pitched a scoreless inning out of the bullpen on Saturday night. Did not give up a hit over 2 1/3 either. He closes out a good month of June where he had a 2.84 ERA over 6 games. Playland swing by Sanchez on a curve outside. 1-2. After the Cannonballers scored at least a run in the first three innings, 5 runs over the first three, Fayetteville has hung a couple of zeros. Looking for their third straight scoreless. The pitch down and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Wilbur Sanchez. Almonte's been with the ball club since back on April 20th when he arrived during the Fredericksburg road trip. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Sanchez goes down on a high breaking ball. DeWill Almonte pitches out of trouble after allowing the first two men to reach. A double play and a strikeout gives the Woodpeckers their third straight scoreless inning. On the mound, we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Fayetteville 10, Cannonballers 5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hero recognition. We'd like to ask all those in attendance who have served or are currently serving in the armed forces to stand now and be recognized.
Worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service.
Today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
On the mound for the Cannonballers, Manuel Veloz.
Look at me, fantasize about a white picket fence.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number one, Chase Jaworski.
The 80 deuces up big tonight, 10-5 over the Cannonballers. Jaworski swings at the first pitch from Manuel Veloz, sends a fly down the left field line. It'll tail into the netting. Rika Nishida hustling over a long way to try and make that play, but Jaworski will head back to the plate. It goes for strike one. Xavier Cassarella stands on deck, and then it's Will Bush up against Veloz, who pitched the fifth inning behind the starter, Bockenstedt. He gave up three runs, but just two of them earned after a ground ball to Kane at first allowed a run to come home with two outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Jaworski shoots it foul just to the left of us. There's no balls and two strikes. Jaworski with a two-run double, also a single and a run scored. Here's the 0-2. Misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Another successful night for Jaworski, his second multi-hit game over his last three. A pair of doubles on Saturday in Myrtle Beach, double and a single here tonight. Here comes the motion in the 2-2. It's a little bit high. Three balls and two strikes. Normal Tuesday tomorrow, 9-1-0 day inside of the ballpark. $9 tickets, $1 hot dogs, zero worries when you come to Segra. As a fly is lifted down the right field line, hooking towards the four tops. Wilco all the way over. It gets out of play. And Jaworski keeps it full, 3-2. And then our big Independence Day celebration on July 3rd. Fireworks come a night early here in Segra. And now the payoff to Jaworski again. There's a fastball called strike three over the outside part of the plate. Jaworski caught looking for the first out of the sixth. This series will pivot over to Kannapolis. We'll take the drive out towards Charlotte on Thursday night and have games 4, 5, and 6 for you through Saturday. Those games will begin at 6:30 on the 4th, 7 o'clock on the 5th. Cassarella takes the pitch on the high outside corner. It's a strike, nothing in one.
I think I'll end up driving this time. Drove us both down to Myrtle last week. Turned the favor.
That's fair. Put the miles on your car this time. Swinging a foul back into the screen, and it goes to nothing and two on Cassarella. Xavier eager to get involved in the offensive effort tonight. 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. A big contributor over the weekend in Myrtle Beach, the game-winning double on Saturday night, that 8-7, 10-inning win. A fly lifted into the opposite field. Wolko towards the line, and right before he crosses into foul territory, makes the grab. Out number two of the 80 Deuces' sixth. Base is empty for Will Bush. Daniel Veloz settling in after that long, tedious fifth. Bush has contributed to a pair of the runs tonight, a sack fly that scored Jaworski in the third. He walked and scored in the fifth on a Villarreal single. 1-0 on Bush. That averaged just below 200 on the year. Next pitch. Up and inside. One is off the end of the bat, a slow roller cut off at the grass by Hernandez charging in. The third baseman makes the throw across to end a 1-2-3 sixth inning. First time the Woodpeckers have gone down in order tonight, and the first time they have been held off the scoreboard. 10-5 as we head to the seventh next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Proceed to party. We'd like to thank tonight's game sponsor, Johnny King. Thank you for all your support this season.
Seventh inning, and Riku Nishida will lead it off for the Cannonballers. The 80 Deuces are doubling up Kannapolis in the series opener, 10-5. And to take you through the action, once again, let's send it over to Colin.
All right, thank you so much, Chappie. DeWill Almonte back on the mound for a second inning of work. Got a huge double play and a strikeout to escape the sixth without incident. Nishida takes ball one outside. He's reached base a couple of times, scored after reaching on an error in the first inning. RBI single in the second. 1-0, misses outside. Annapolis jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Fayetteville responded with three in the bottom of the first inning. Annapolis tied it at three in the top of the second. Fayetteville responded to make it 4-3 after two. Nishida takes a fastball up and in for ball three. Then Kannapolis scored twice in the top of the third inning to jump in front 5-4. Fayetteville tied it 5-5 after three, and then Fayetteville has scored each of the last five runs. 3-0 taking all the way. Nishida works four-pitch walk. It's on for a third time tonight. So the Kannapolis leadoff man draws the walk and brings up Arxie Hernandez, the man at first. Hernandez 1-for-3 with a double, a couple of strikeouts. He scored as part of that first inning on that pop-up that dropped for Mikey Kane. Him and Nishida found the plate. Hernandez takes ball one outside. The Houston Astros, they were in action, one of just a handful of big league teams that played today on the 1st of July. Half swing. And Almonte gets a strikeout of Hernandez. But the Stros were victorious. Ended up with a 3-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. They played on Canada Day up at the Rogers Center. 1-1. Almonte. This is outside. Jeremy Pena, former Woodpecker, with a solo home run. Yordan Alvarez, two-run home run in the ninth inning and proved to be pivotal. Machida off of first. The fastball comes in and hits Hernandez. Got his hands out of the way, but his forearms were still in the line of fire. Patrick Leland jogging over to check on his third baseman. But Almonte, for the second straight inning, has allowed the first two batters he's faced to reach base. And as been looked at by both Leland and the head athletic trainer, Sharon Yeom. It's a quick conversation, though, and Artsy will head on down to first base. Two on, nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Five-run lead for Fayetteville. Heavy hitters of the Cannonballers order coming up, starting with Caden Connor, team leader in OPS. Two hits today for him, both singles. Adey Deuce's infield back at double play depth. They turned a big one last inning to neutralize the scoring threat. First pitch from Almonte, down and in. Woodpeckers 5-4 in the second half. Going to track down the Columbia Fireflies, who are one game ahead in the South Division standings. Almonte misses down and in once again. Taking a look around some of those scores, and we start with the Fireflies. They are trailing by 5 runs in the top of the sixth inning. The Augusta Green Jackets lead 7-2 at Segra Park. 2-0, hit on the ground up the middle and past the lunge of Nunez into right center field. Nishida rounding third, he will score. It's an RBI single for Caden Connor, his third hit of the ball game, and Kannapolis is within 4, 10-6.
Well, just based on how the start of this game went with all the multi-run innings and the counterpunch nature of it, you can't count out the Cannonballers. Woodpeckers have to value all of these outs and continue to rack them up.
Pressure on Almonte. Tying run now moves to the on-deck circle. Rony Hernandez. He is hitless today. Nezu struck him out twice over the first 5 innings. Also a ground out. Almonte down and in once again. He's been pulling a lot of those pitches to left-handed batters. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, we've got a no-hitter watch in the top of the sixth inning. Fredericksburg Nationals no-hitting Delmarva Shorebirds. 5-0 the score. Fastball outside, 2-0. In Myrtle Beach, where the Woodpeckers just came from, they've played 6, Charleston 2, Pelicans nothing. 2-0 is lined out to left field. Encarnacion started in, but had to step back a couple and makes the catch for the first out. Hard hit ball for Hernandez, but Almonte will take any outs he can get right now, and that's a huge one. Brings up Mikey Kane. It is late at Granger Stadium, Kinston, North Carolina. The Carolina Mudcats and Downeast Wood Ducks tied 2-2, top of the ninth inning. Perhaps an opportunity to walk off for the Wood Ducks, who've gotten off to a slow start in the second half, 3-6. First pitch, hit on the ground to short. Jaworski will try and get the lead runner at third and does. Throw to Casarella, beats Hernandez to the bag for the second out. Smart play by Chase, who's played a perfect game at short ever since that game-opening error that he made on the ground ball from Nishida. And even that one was kind of a 50-50 play.
Yeah, Chase has got a steady heartbeat, as they say, on the diamond. He never gets too antsy. smart player, knows where to go, has a good judgment of base runners, where he can make a play, how quick he can deliver a baseball. Good stuff.
First pitch to George Wolko. Misses down and in. Wolko, it is sixth home run already with Kannapolis back in the third inning off of Nezu. 1-0 from Almonte. Fastball inside corner, and Wolko, incredulous, thought that pitch was inside. Stands at 6'7". Still just 18 years old after being drafted last year by Chicago. 1-1, he golfs at it and misses. Good stop by Bush. Wolko was committed to play college baseball at South Carolina in Columbia. Ultimately signed for $1 million with the White Sox. Look at second now, the 1-2, swing and a miss. Big 12-6 hook from DeWill Almonte, and he retires the side. Strikeout strands a pair of runners. Kannapolis does get a run back. We're on to the stretch at Segra Stadium. Fayetteville 10, Kannapolis 6 on the 80 Deuces broadcast network.
Cannonballers in the top of the seventh inning. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. So it's Root Packers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers, atta boy. Pitching Change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 8, Frank Kelly Arias. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
New left-hander on the mound for the Cannonballers. It is Frankelli Arias, leaving Manuel Veloz, who goes two innings out of the bullpen. 10-6, 80 Deuces lead, bottom of the seventh inning from Segra Stadium. Lefty against lefty as Cesar Hernandez takes one inside. I believe there might have been a pitch clock violation called because it does say 3-0. According to home plate umpire Frank Jones. Pitch is a fastball inside, and Alejandro Nunez will head on down to first base. It's a four-pitch walk to the nine-hitter. Yamal Encarnacion coming to the plate, and not exactly the start that Arias was looking for in relief. Fayetteville was held scoreless for the first time in an inning all night in the sixth. Runner on the move, and Encarnacion with a chopper to second. Bit of a tricky play with all that traffic for Sanchez, but he sees it and makes the throw to first. So with the runner on the move, Nunez, he advances to second base. One out. Ansel Villarroel coming up. He's reached base four times tonight. RBI double back in the first inning, a walk in the second, reached on an error in the fourth, RBI single in the fifth. Arias with a 1-2 record, a 4.30 earned run average this year in Kannapolis. Backdoor breaking ball, it's a good one. Strike one. His 18th appearance, all in relief. 37 strikeouts, 19 walks. Opponents hitting .234 against the Bonny Dominican Republic native. Arias, 21 years old. 0-1, outside corner to Villarroel. Arias signed back in March of 2022 as an international free agent with the White Sox. Takes a look at second base. He'll spin and throw. Ball popped out of the glove of Sanchez, but Nunez was back in time regardless. Arias has been recognized at multiple levels. He was a Dominican Summer League Pitcher of the Week in 2022 and was an Arizona Complex League Pitcher of the Week last year in July of 23. So 2, Villarroel floats it over the head of the third baseman Hernandez into left field. Nunez is going to try and score. Nishida had trouble getting it out of his glove, and it's another RBI for Hansel Villarroel, his third of the ball game. He advances to second on the throw. And the lead is back up to 5 for Fayetteville, 11-6.
Boy, the fans who might not have been here during the last homestand didn't get to see some of the early games of Hansel Villarroel or being introduced to him tonight. This is just another in the great line of games to start his single-A career. Another multi-hit effort, his sixth in a Woodpeckers uniform, and Fayetteville gets the run right back.
He joins Naomar Ochoa Jr., as to the two guys in the lineup with 3 hits in this ball game. An even dozen now for Fayetteville. And the first pitch to Kenny Gomez misses inside. Gomez had an RBI double in the fourth inning. Has scored a couple of runs. Already the fifth time through the order for Fayetteville. Kenny jammed, fouls it back. The Deuces trying to pick up their third consecutive victory. 1-1. Fastball outside. Should also put them as winners of 6 of their last 8. Catcher Ronnie Hernandez steps in front of the plate, giving the signs to the Kannapolis infield, who are playing back. 5 home runs, 28 runs batted in for Gomez this year. Been a far better hitter at home than on the road. Fastball on the outside corner. He's came into today's ball game with an average of .290 at Segra Stadium. He was in the .220s on the road following conclusion of the Myrtle Beach series. Chases after a pitch well outside for strike 3. Will force a throw down from Ronnie Hernandez. And a heads-up play over at second by Villarroel. So Gomez at the last second decided to run to first. And immediately Hansel Villarroel stepped up and went to third. He's there with 2 outs. And now Frankeli Arias. We got a mound visit from his manager, Patrick Leland. I don't know if this is specifically a discussion for Arias. I think it's with the infield and not being heads up on that play.
Yeah, I think he's trying to hone all these guys in, emphasize the communication aspect. You know, Villarroel, on top of being an all-out hustle player, he's just a smart player as well. You know, he's a catcher, so he always has a good feel for where infielders are at, what's going on around the diamond. He got a big high five from his skipper, Ricky Rivera, for just being heads up and grabbing an extra base.
Death taxes and an RBI chance for Naomar Ochoa Jr. He now has Villarroel at third, and the first pitch is chopped foul. Ochoa does have a 4-hit game this year. One of 3 guys to do so. Paul Encarnacion, Luis Encarnacion, the other 2. And Ochoa drives it deep left field. Nishida gives it a look. It's gone. The power surge continues for Naomar Ochoa Jr., his 7th of the year. It is a baker's dozen for Fayetteville, 13-6. This kid is exciting to watch.
Serious, serious pop inside of the barrel of Nailmar Ochoa. The guys in front of him continue to get on, and he's been bringing them home. His fourth home run over his last 10-game stretch. What a roll that Ochoa's been on, and it's just another day at the office for the 18-year-old making headlines inside the Astros farm system.
Swing and a miss by Cesar Hernandez. Ochoa now stands alone. Team leader outright in home runs with seven. He's in a tie for 2 days with Oliver Carrillo. Hernandez with a pop-up could be playable on the left side, but it will land on the top of the dugout. Just another offensive explosion by the Woodpeckers, something we've seen a lot of over the last few weeks. Hernandez 0-for-3 tonight, but did have a sacrifice fly. And he stings this one into left field with two strikes, and he picks up his first hit of the ball game. Big wide turn at first, but Cesar will retreat. 14 hits now for the 80 Deuces. Maybe they should keep wearing these unis.
I think so. 80 Deuces on Monday night. Woodpeckers have found a formula.
Here's Chase Jaworski. Two-hit game for him. And a big two-run double that gave Fayetteville the lead in the first. Throw over by Frankelli Arias. It's back in time. From the stretch, the 0-1. Runner going, Hernandez off and moving, but it's foul tipped off the mitt of Rony Hernandez, the catcher. Third time tonight that Fayetteville has sent a seventh man to the plate. Twice they put eight at the plate in the first and the fifth innings. Innings in which they also scored three runs. Arias is 0-1. Jam shot left side, jogging back into foul territory. Hernandez just runs out of room. It kisses the netting and will be a foul ball. Some more good news out in Columbia. The Green Jackets still holding a pretty sizable lead over the Fireflies. So if both those scores hold, 80 Deuces walk out of Monday night tied for the South Division lead. Another throw over by Arias. It's his second disengagement. Monday night crowd jeering him on. 20th pitch of the inning. Here it is. Breaking ball, called strike three. Jaworski turned away, thought it was in. He's down on strikes for the third time tonight. The inning comes to a close, but Fayetteville picks up three more runs, a two-run blast from Nailmar Ochoa Jr. It is 13-6, 80 Deuces. We're on to the eighth inning when we come back.
Another one.
Fans, it's time for tonight's trivia. Let's head down to T. Bright, who's with tonight's contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I've got Jose here with 3-4 Air Defense. Yeah, shout out to you guys. All right, so this is some military trivia. Like your boy said, if you get any of this wrong, you'll never hear the end of it, all right? So I need you guys to help Jose out, okay? Here we go. All right, so how many branches of the U.S. military are there, A, B, or C?
A.
He's going with A. He was counting that. Is he right? It's B. He missed one. It's okay, Jose. We still got you. What is the largest military installation in the world?
Hey, that's A. That's A.
Okay. He said it's A. He is confident. That is Fort Liberty. Yes, let's go. All right, here we go. One more. What is the highest medal that you can receive in the U.S. military?
C.
All right, he's going with C, Medal of Honor. Is he correct? All right, Jose, that's good. good. You're 2 for 3. That's it. Let's give it up for Jose with 3-4 airspace. Great job. Thank you.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Dawil Alamante. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Cannonballers, the center fielder.
Top of the eighth on this Monday night in downtown Fayetteville, 13-6. 80 deuces lead the Cannonballers. DeWill Almonte back on the mound, and to take us home on the play-by-play, the voice of the 80 deuces, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. The only inning that the 80 deuces have been kept off the board was the sixth. Otherwise, they have 3 3-run innings, and they also have a 2-run inning. Scored runs in the second and the third, 6 of the 7. They've brought at least one home tonight. Drake Logan in a 1-1 count against Almonte. He surrendered a run on an RBI single last time around. He's been working since the sixth behind the starter Jackson Nezu. He's well in line to grab his team-high sixth winning decision by game's end tonight. Logan taking the strike, and it's 1-2. He'll be followed by Ryan Burrows and then Wilbur Sanchez, the 7-8-9 of the order here. The 1-2 pitch strikes out Logan swinging. A third strikeout for Drake Logan tonight as he goes to 0-3. And a third punch out for Almonte. DeWill Almonte approaching a season-long day on the mound. He's 1 inning short, 3 1/3 innings against Salem on the road back on May 23rd. First pitch to Burrows, and he's late getting to a high fastball. It's 0-1. Burrows with a single and a run back in the second inning. Kannapolis was kept off the board for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Got a run back in the 7th. Low fastball, and it's 1-1 on Burrows. And 13 runs on 14 hits tonight. One of the biggest offensive evenings for Fayetteville all season long. 1-1 is popped up behind the mound and drifting towards second base. Nunez tracking it in the twilight. He'll make the catch with both feet still on the dirt. And Burrows pops out for the second one of the eighth inning. Wilbur Sanchez now at the bottom of the order, who's had a tough night, 0-3, 3 strikeouts. A total of 12 punch-outs for the Woodpeckers pitching staff across the evening. And here's Sanchez standing in to the right side. Almonte peers in and gets the sign from Bush. Into the motion, first pitch. Framed for a strike. Well placed right at the knees. It's nothing in one on Sanchez. 1-5 against the Cannonballers this year. The Woodpeckers record. They were beat around a little bit when they went to Kannapolis May 14th through the 19th. They got just one win on that Thursday night, 6-2. But tonight, trending towards being their most convincing victory against the South Division's first half champion, the Cannonballers. After a foul back, Sanchez in an 0-2 hole. Almonte starts the motion, brings it in, and strikes him out swinging. Almonte goes 1-2-3 in the eighth. He strikes out Logan and Sanchez through 3 innings of relief work tonight in Fayetteville. All 80 deuces as we go to the bottom of the eighth. One more chance to add on to their 13-6 lead at Segra Stadium.
Wallet shuffle. Let's go down to T. Bryant on the dugout with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, Queenie, you ready for this one? This is Aria. You got to help out. It's the wallet shuffle, okay? It's going to be 3 wallets, 1 card, and you got to figure out where the card is, okay? Which wallet? You guys going to help her out? All right, let's get to shuffling. Let's see. Here we go. So pay attention to see the wallet, see the card, and then it's going to switch. Oh, did you catch that? All right, so I'm going to ask you, is it 1, 2, or 3?
1.
All right, she went with 1, like quick. Aria, is she? Yeah, Aria! Hey, if you are a Capital One customer, you get all of the benefits by going to MLB.com/Capital One. What's in your wallet? Way to go, Aria.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Frank Kelly Arias. Grips on your ways, front way, leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 16, Xavier Cassarella.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the 80 Deuces out to a 13-6 lead tonight. Xavier Cassarella leads off against the lefty Frank Kelly Arias, who surrendered a pair of runs in the seventh. I'll make it three runs even on an RBI single and a two-run home run. Cassarella in a 1-1 count takes the pitch low. Two balls and a strike. Will Bush and Alejandro Nunez will all get a chance here as well, and then possibility that Yamal Encarnacion, if one of those guys can get on, that he'll come up for a sixth time tonight. Everybody getting their work in. Cassarella swings at a low changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Game two of this series scheduled for 6:35 again tomorrow night. Here's a swing and miss for Cassarella. It's strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Xavier, all a part of an 0-for-5 day. So he's had his struggles coming off a great road trip. And now it's Will Bush. First pitch to Bush. He steps out of the box. And I think the home plate umpire was saying that he wasn't ready for the pitch home. Arias likes to work fast. He's trying to control the pace of these at-bats, and Bush was not quite settled in the box just yet by the 8-second mark. And now as everybody is ready to go, Bush swings, hits a deep line drive down into right. Wolko cuts over and makes a hip-high catch just short of the warning track. Bush got a lot of that baseball, but it had some top spin on it, I think. A little bit of sink and didn't get enough. Quick out number two in the eighth, and now it's Alejandro Nunez. Left-on-left matchup with two gone, bases empty. 13-6, 80 deuces. And again here, Arias tried to get the at-bat going before Nunez was ready. And he just got a stern point and a warning from Frank Jones.
And they're actually going to call it a ball, because he tried to deliver the pitch.
Oh, he tried to. Okay, so he did give him the warning this time. A curve falls into Nunez. And it's 1-1. Fastball in the high outside corner. Yeah, Arias was just kind of getting ready to wind and fire. And the batter does have the right to get set until that 8-second mark hits. Once the 8-second mark hits, if the batter's still shuffling around or doesn't have both feet squarely in the box, then it's the violation on the hitter. But Arias is getting a step ahead of himself. Two balls, two strikes, the break even. Nunez takes strike three, a curve on the outside corner. He quickly turns away, and Arias blazes right through the bottom three of the Woodpeckers' order, and we head to the ninth. 13-6 the score. Fayetteville will try and close it down when we come back.
Tonight's Dick's House of Sports speed pitch winner is Hunter Poole with a speed of 79 miles per hour. Congratulations, Hunter, and please head to Guest Services to claim your prize. Attention baseball fans, want a chance to win four VIP tickets to a Woodpeckers game? Now's your shot. MILB and Surfside have teamed up for the Surfside Summer Sweepstakes. Scan the QR code on the screen to enter and win four VIP tickets. Enjoy the refreshing taste of Surfside while cheering on your hometown team from the best seats in the house. Follow at Drink Surfside on Instagram for more exciting updates. Join the Surfside Wave this season, and let's go Woodpeckers!
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's too gross. Some stranger to you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Woodpecker's Call to the Bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 48, Hudson Leach. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Cannonballers, the left fielder, number one, Riku Nishida.
Andy Deuce is out in front, 13-6, as we welcome you back upstairs into the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Hudson Leach takes over out of the Fayetteville pen and pumps in strike one to Riku Nishida. Leadoff man for the Cannonballers, Arcee Hernandez, and then Caden Connor. Top three of the lineup here against Leach. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Leach, the second reliever, third arm used tonight by Rivera. And it pitches up and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Really good night for Dwayne Almonte. Ties for his second longest relief appearance of the season. Retire the Cannonballers in order in the eighth to close down three innings of relief work. Nishida pops this up out into shallow center field. Cesar Hernandez drifting forward, slows to a stop, and makes the hunched over catch for out number one of the ninth. Woodpeckers pitching has set down seven straight Cannonballers hitters since the seventh. And now with one gone to the ninth inning, it's Arcee Hernandez. Hudson Leach asked to get the final few outs tonight. He's served a variety of roles this year, primarily in middle relief, though. Tonight, he works the final frame and comes in with an 0-2 record of 4.26 ERA. The swinging strike by Hernandez in its own one. 12 2/3 innings for the former Miami of Ohio ball player. Another swing and miss by Hernandez, quickly 0-2. 10 walks and a really good strikeout rate for Leach. 21 punch outs over what is now 13 innings of relief work since his call-up from the FCL Astros about a month ago. Nothing in two. Out of the stretch, Leach fires. Strikes out Hernandez. Blows him away with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. That's out number two of the ninth. Final chance now for the Cannonballers. It comes down to their top hitter, Caden Connor. The 80 Deuces one out away from grabbing their second win over Kannapolis this season and the upper hand in this home-and-home six-game series. Connor with a pair of singles tonight. Drove home the most recent Cannonballers run in the seventh. Lines this pitch the opposite way along the line. Encarnacion sprints over and makes a striding grab to end the game. Hudson Leach comes on and picks up three quick outs against the top three hitters, the Cannonballers order, and it's all 80 deuces tonight. 13 runs on 14 hits. Their most convincing win over the first half champs this season. Their second victory against the Ballers. And the high fives in the middle of the diamond are on. Woodpeckers coming off of no rest after their series win in Myrtle Beach. They start with a series opening victory here at home. 13-6, the final score. It wasn't always pretty. A combined seven errors in this game. Woodpeckers with three, Cannonballers with four, but Fayetteville took a lead with two runs in the bottom of the fourth, and then they never let it slip. They score in six of eight innings tonight as well, so the offense was consistent throughout, and for Fayetteville, the third most runs that they have scored in a game this season. Jackson Nezu will get the winning decision tonight. He struck out nine, a season high, over five innings. Three earned runs, no walks for Nezu, and his team high sixth winning decision of the year. And the loss will go to the Cannonballer starter. That was Jack Bockenstedt, who gave up seven of the 13 tonight, three earned, and ultimately suffers his sixth losing decision of the year. Final line scores, six runs, eight hits, four errors for Kannapolis, 13 runs, 14 hits, and three errors for Fayetteville. Fun finish, and Colin Casey is down at field level with us tonight as well, and he's getting ready to chat with A couple of our players of the game, Neomar Ochoa and Hansel Villarreal. Ochoa homering tonight, his team high seventh of the year, a two-run shot in the seventh. And for Hansel Villarreal, another multi-hit game, his sixth multi-hit game for the Woodpeckers. He scored four runs tonight, drove home three runs, had three hits, and just a spectacular game for the two of them, and they're getting ready to talk down at field level with Colin. We'll go and send it down to field level now with Colin Casey.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcaster Colin Casey down on the field. Take it away, Colin.
Thank you so much, Ray. Good to be back home and good to see this Woodpeckers offense continue to put up runs. 13 runs, and these two guys, a big reason why. Neomar Ochoa Jr. and Hansel Villarreal. Neomar, I want to start with you. You had a big home run on Saturday night in Myrtle Beach. Really sparked the rally, led to that victory. You hit another one tonight, a four-hit ball game. What has been working for you at the plate?
Just hitting whatever comes down in the strike zone.
Well, Villarreal got the worst end of that one. Sorry for that interruption.
No, I'm just being focused, you know, just anything that comes down the middle, I'm just swinging at it. You know, I'm not wishing no pitches.
And for you, Hansel, you arrived to Fayetteville a couple of weeks ago before the Delmarva series. You've done nothing but hit the cover off the ball since. What's been so easy about this transition?
No, trabajar día tras día, siempre enfocado como que en la práctica, como que fuera un juego, pues, y siempre trabajar fuerte, nunca bajar ni porque estoy aquí, ni porque esté en doble agua en Grandes Ligas. El plan es trabajar fuerte día a día para buscar el resultado que queremos, pues.
I've been working really hard. I've been taking practice like if it's a game, just working day after day. It doesn't matter if I'm in this league or double A or the MLB, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to work hard no matter where I'm at.
Well, these two have quickly become a dynamic duo at the top of this Woodpeckers lineup. They take home the big victory. Neomar Hansel, appreciate the time, and why don't you keep up the good work at the plate? Gracias.
Thank you.
Back to you upstairs, Chappie.
All right, thanks so much, Colin. Yeah, we could not pick just one player of the game tonight, considering Neomar Ochoa had a four-hit game, a home run. He takes over the team lead with his seventh bomb of the year. And Hansel Villarreal had three hits of his own, scored four times, drove in three runs, and continues to be an absolute run producer at the top of the Woodpeckers' order. Fayetteville was rolling throughout tonight, scoring in six of the eight innings, 13 runs on 14 total hits to grab the victory. Their second win this season against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and a fantastic showing against a Cannonballers team who was just recently the first half champs in the Carolina League South Division. So Fayetteville on no rest at all, straight from their Myrtle Beach series victory last week, return home and put up a huge offensive effort in front of the hometown crowd. They'll look to carry that on tomorrow on Tuesday night, Wednesday at home as well for our Independence Day celebration, and then this home and home series pivots to Kannapolis beginning on Thursday night. Games 4, 5, and 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, will be in K-Town to wrap up this six-game set. Jackson Nezu also put up some eye-popping numbers tonight in the start. He didn't get a quality start, which was the case over his last couple of games on the mound, but he did set a new season high with 9 strikeouts. He punched out 9 cannonballers, Ricky Rivera leaving him out there for one extra batter in the fifth inning to complete 5 and become eligible for the winning decision. Nezu extends his team high with his 6th win tonight. And the Woodpeckers were putting up numbers all over the place in the box score. Fun ball game, 13 runs on 14 total hits. The defense was a little bit awry every once in a while for both sides. 4 errors committed by Kannapolis, 3 by Fayetteville. But ultimately, the Woodpeckers lineup helped make up for some of those defensive blunders and grab the victory in this one. Fayetteville improves to 35-41 overall. They're now 6-4 over their first 10 games of the second half. And tonight, the Augusta Green Jackets, as we watch it on the TV up here, they're getting ready to close down a win over the Columbia Fireflies, which will put your Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a tie for first place in the South Division over the first 10 games of the second half. So well done by this Woodpecker squad, bouncing back since the records reset
and find themselves at the top of the South. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow night at Segres Stadium on Wednesday night as well for our big 3rd of July fireworks Independence Day celebration. Tomorrow for the Woodpeckers, right-hander Ramy Rodriguez is scheduled to go opposite right-hander Jake Peppers for the Cannonballers. Again, first pitch at 6:35. Colin and I will be down on the field for an in-house pregame show at 6:05 and on the air at 6:25 p.m. on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Thanks again so much for joining us tonight, Woodpeckers fans, on this Monday night edition of 80 Deuces Baseball. Woodpeckers get it done by a 13-6 final. Thanks for stopping by, and please do drive home safely. We'll see you later on this week out at Segres.